This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a history and physical on Eloise Nicholson, N-I-C-H-O-L-S-O-N is the last name, Eloise, E-L-O-I-S-E, place was Mission Point in Flint, the 18 was May 30th, 2022. Paragraph patient profile, Ms. Nicholson is a 91-year-old female, returned from the hospital last week, period. She comes back for further acute care, subacute care, period. She presented with altered mental status, and she was not responding when the staff tried to get her to eat a meal, period. She was drowsy. She was a bit short of breath, and she was brought to the ER, period. It was felt that she had an encephalopathy related to hypercapnia, period. Her carbon monoxide was up, and her pH was low at 7.27, period. She was treated with BiPAP and then went back to oxygen, period. It was felt that she had acute and chronic respiratory failure with hypercapnia, and she also had acute and chronic congestive heart failure, period. She was stabilized, she was treated, and her Lasix had dropped from 40 to 20 milligrams daily, period. She was able to return to the hospital, period. When she came back today, she was more alert, and she could answer questions, and she denied dyspnea, period. In the hospital, she had some crackles, but I do not hear them now, period. She does have edema, 1 to 2 plus, though, in her legs. And her daughter was wondering if she would get an increase in her Lasix dose, period. However, she's not short of breath, and there are no crackles, and she's comfortable, period. The concern in the hospital is that she became a bit hypercapnic due to overdiuresis, period. She did improve also with bronchodilator therapy, period. Her heart failure was felt to be a diastolic heart failure because notes from the hospital indicate that the ejection fraction was preserved, period. The respiratory status on previous admissions improved after bronchodilator treatment, period. It's also noted that she has sick sinus syndrome for which she uses a pacemaker, and she also has atrial fibrillation chronically for which she is on Eliquis, period. She is very debilitated, and she has significant COPD, period. She doesn't ambulate, period. She has significant arthritis of the knees, period. Currently, she was not having pain at rest, though, while in bed, period. Paragraph review of systems, constitutional. She does not feel febrile or have chills. Eye, no complaints. ENT, no sore throat or earache. Respiratory, no cough. She's not short of breath now. No hemoptysis, no sputum. Cardiovascular, no current angina or palpitations, but she does have the arrhythmias as noted and sick sinus syndrome with a pacemaker and edema. GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting or bleeding or nausea, period, no diarrhea. GU, no dysuria, other complaints. Musculoskeletal, she has arthralgia of the knees and some soreness of the hands. Heme, no bruising or bleeding. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia, period. The paragraph remaining systems negative. The paragraph past history is positive for anemia, arthritis, congestive heart failure, namely diastolic, COPD, encephalopathy, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hypertension, sick sinus syndrome with a pacemaker, pneumonia, GI bleed in the past. The paragraph family history. Her father died young, period. He had a stroke and hypertension, period. Her mother had diabetes, mellitus, heart disease, and hypertension. In paragraph of social history, she never smoked, no alcohol excess. In paragraph, medications, furosemide, 20 milligrams daily, metoprolol, 25 milligrams twice a day, famotidine, 20 milligrams twice a day, docusate, 100 milligrams twice a day, Dulcolex tablets, 5 milligrams. Maybe 4 hours for constipation. Apixaban 2.5 milligrams twice a day. The paragraph allergies and unknown. The paragraph examination. She's not acutely distressed or ill appearing. She's doing better, period. Blood pressure 144 or 69, temperature 98.3, pulse 67, respiratory rate 18, O2 sat 99%. Head and neck, pupils equal to reactive to light, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraocuments normal, oral mucosa normal. Use normal to inspection. Nasal mucosa normal, neck supple, no mass, no palpable thyromegaly, no nodes. Lungs, clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. I heard no crackles, period. Cardiovascular, normal S1-S2, systolic murmur, 206. Edema is 3+. Renal pulse is palpable. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no palpable organomegaly. CNS. Cranial is mostly normal. Sensation of the feet is normal. Sensation of the hand is normal. Hand grip is okay. Is good. Musculoskeletal, there's thickening of the joints, period. No acute inflammation or fusion of any joints. She has hand grip, period. Slight arthritic changes of the hands. No cyanosis. Skin was intact, warm and dry without rash or major lesions, period. I should change that. The skin is mostly intact, but there's a slight sacral wound treated with triad paste, period. New paragraph. Assessment and plan. One, Mrs. Nicholson had acute on chronic hypercarbic respiratory failure, and she was treated with BiPAP and improved with breathing treatments. And she now comes on Duoneb every 4 hours if needed, period. She's also on budesonide, 0.5 milligrams twice a day, period. Two, she has chronic diastolic heart failure, and there's increased edema. And I will continue furosemide 20 milligrams daily, period. She has atrial fibrillation and six sinus rhythm and has a pacemaker, period. Heart rate is stable with metoprolol 25 milligrams twice a day, and she's on apixaban 2.5 milligrams twice a day for anticoagulation, period. She has gastroesophageal reflux disease and will continue Pepcid 20 milligrams twice a day, period. He has a wound in the sacrum and is getting triad paste, period. He has constipation, will continue Docusate 100 milligrams twice today and Docalax 5 milligrams every 48 hours and Seneca 8.6 milligrams daily, period. He'll get OT and PT, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.